This is Here and Now. Today, President Trump referred to his own Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, as beleaguered. The tweet coming just days after President Trump told the New York Times that he wouldn't have chosen Sessions for the job if he'd known Sessions would recuse himself from the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election and ties the Trump campaign may have had to Russia. Sessions says he plans to stay in the job of the nation's top prosecutor despite Trump's criticism. And as Attorney General, Sessions has been pursuing a conservative agenda, rolling back many Obama-era policies. Joining us now to look at what the Justice Department has done under Sessions is Sari Horowitz, who covers the Justice Department for The Washington Post. Sari, welcome to Here and Now.
Glad to be here.
And we know that Sessions has a very conservative agenda, but what have his priorities been since he's been leading the Justice Department?
Well, Attorney General Sessions has actually been very busy since he arrived at the Justice Department in February. Despite the fact, as you said, that the president tweeted out this morning that he's beleaguered, he's actually been working very hard and forging ahead with an agenda to undo many of the Obama administration's policies on criminal justice.
What do you think the president meant, by the way, by beleaguered?
Well, he's been beleaguered mostly because the president's been criticizing him. We know last week he made disparaging remarks about him and said that he would not have nominated Sessions to be attorney general had he known that he would recuse himself from the investigation of Russia meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign. And, of course, that put a whole of a cloud over Sessions and his relationship with the White House. But he's forging ahead. I asked the Attorney General at a press conference last week what his reaction to the president's comments was and whether he was considering resigning. And he said that he loved his job. He planned to continue doing it as long as it was appropriate, that he was honored to serve as Attorney General. And we can see he's doing quite a bit, both behind the scenes and publicly.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that he is doing. One of the things the Obama administration was known for was assessing and recommending reforms for law enforcement procedures when it comes to their impact on communities of color. And in April, Attorney General Sessions ordered a review of those reforms as part of an effort to cut back federal oversight. How has the Sessions DOJ approached race and law enforcement?
Civil rights groups have been very critical of the Sessions Justice Department because of several initiatives they've taken, one of the most significant ones being to reverse the Obama-era policy aimed at changing how prosecutors treat low-level nonviolent drug offenders, which was part of an effort by the Obama administration to end what we know as mass incarceration. Sessions instructed his lawyers to pursue the most serious, readily provable offense, including charges that carry mandatory minimum sentences. He also overturned the Obama administration's decision to stop using private prisons. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot more prosecutions of drug offenses, a lot more people going to prison for a longer time.
And did he explain why he wants those longer sentences or the more punishment?
You know, a big issue for Jeff Sessions is law and order, but he also has been going around the country saying that crime is rising in certain cities. He's very concerned about that. He's talked about drug overdoses from opioids and the epidemic that we're seeing. And he feels like we need to put in tougher policies. And he feels like these policies about charging the most serious, readily provable offense will have an effect on the crime rate. As you said, he talked about earlier this year looking at all the reform agreements with troubled police forces. The Obama administration sued a lot of police departments. They also put in consent decrees trying to deal with abuses by the police. Sessions has tied the increase in violent crime in some cities to a lack of respect for police officers. So when he goes around the country, he talks a lot about how we need to respect law enforcement more. And he has vowed that his department's going to be more supportive of law enforcement.
Hmm. What about on the issue of drugs, and not just opioids, but all drugs? Sessions says that he wants to revive the old DARE program, known for its slogan, Just Say No. But a lot of critics are saying that he's taking the nation backwards into the war on drugs, and they say that wasn't effective.
Correct. He talks a lot about – he quotes Nancy Reagan, just say no. He talks about policies that really came about in the 1980s. One thing that we should look for this week is his task force on crime reduction is about to come out with recommendations on a range of policies, including federal drug policy on marijuana. Sessions, as a senator – he was a senator for 20 years – argued that the Justice Department should be more strongly enforcing the federal laws regarding marijuana. Even as states are increasingly legalizing marijuana, he feels like we need to enforce federal law. So that will be very interesting to see what he does. Last week, another policy he put in place, he basically again reversed the Holder Obama Justice Department and issued a new policy on something called civil asset forfeiture, which – basically, he wants to increase the seizures of cash and property by the police, even if people are not charged yet or convicted of a crime.
And Eric, what's the Holder advantage of that policy?
Well, he feels like it's important. It will be a deterrent. It will be taking proceeds of criminal activity away from criminals. But the problem is that Obama and Eric Holder put in a policy to stop local and state police from using federal law to do this because of the abuse, to curb the abuse by law enforcement officials who they felt were basically stealing property from people.
What about on the issue of immigration? This is an area where the Trump administration has really stepped up enforcement, deporting a lot more people. Tell us about Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department and their role in dealing with immigration in this country.
Jeff Sessions is really in line with the president on this issue and is really carrying out the president's agenda on immigration, which is unusual for an attorney general. He's begun a campaign to step up the deportation of undocumented immigrants. He traveled to Nogales, Arizona recently, and he gave a speech about how he was adding immigration judges. He's already added 25 to handle deportation proceedings. He's promised 125 more over the next 2 years if he's still attorney general. He also has vowed to punish sanctuary cities, places like San Francisco and Philadelphia, which he actually traveled to Philadelphia on Friday and gave a speech talking about how he wants to punish sanctuary cities, and he would do this by withholding federal funding. It's his attorneys at the Justice Department also who are enforcing the President Trump travel ban.
Are there any other issues, big issues at the Justice Department that we've left out of this conversation so far?
Well, going back to civil rights, a very big issue in the civil rights community is voting rights. And Sessions signaled early on when he came in that his Justice Department is going in a different direction on voting rights. And he reversed the department's position on a Texas voter ID law that several courts had already found constitutional, and he pulled back on that. So that's a signal that they're not going to be taking the same stance on voting rights.
So on Friday, your newspaper, The Washington Post, broke the story that Russia's ambassador told his superiors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Sessions during the 2016 presidential race. Now, Sessions had denied that. This came from intelligence leaks. But if this is true, do you think Sessions may resign?
Well, first of all, this did come from an intelligence leak. It came from information the ambassador allegedly told his superiors in Russia. And it contradicts what Jeff Sessions has said publicly to the Senate under oath. He has talked about that he can't recall these conversations, and he doesn't think that he spoke about the campaign. This is another problem for Jeff Sessions. He said he wants to stay. He loves his job. He talked about how he never sort of dreamed that he would have a job like this. He's forging ahead. He clearly wants to put in place his own policies, Trump administration policies, undo the Holder Obama Justice Department policies. But, you know, how long can he stay sort of twisting in the wind as the president publicly criticizes him on Twitter and as he did in an interview with The New York Times?
How are the career employees at the Justice Department reacting to all this? Are they leaving?
They're not leaving. We're not seeing people leaving. But I think people are confused and worried about how this is all going to play out.
That's Sari Horowitz, who covers the Justice Department for The Washington Post. Sari, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.